Utah County Commissioner Nathan Ivey made headlines and perhaps history last month when he came out publicly as gay. KUVR's Nicole Nixon visited the 40-year-old Republican at his Utah County horse ranch to talk about the reaction to his public coming out and his plans for the future.
Nathan Ivey is soft-spoken with a neat red and brown beard. In a polo shirt, ball cap, and boots outfitted with spurs, he's a true modern-day rancher. In the few weeks since Ivey came out, he's gotten national attention, but it's still new for him to publicly embrace this part of his life. One of the only times he gets emotional during our interview is when he talks about his horses. He grew up around them and says they were his salvation as a teenager when he struggled with his sexuality.
The horses were the one place I could go and have someone to talk to who didn't talk back, who didn't call me names, who didn't, you know, judge or criticize me. They just said, brush on me and feed me and we're good. And so my horses have always been my place to go to. And so I'm incredibly grateful for them because they've been that salvation point for me.
Now Ivy has about 50 horses on his ranch near Spanish Fork. Utah County is one of the most religiously conservative areas in the state, maybe even in the country. But Ivy isn't worried about the impact his coming out might have on his political future.
The people around here judge you based on the job you do, the content of your character, and I have full confidence that the people of this county will support me if they believe I've done a good job as their representative. I think this will, for the most part, be a non-issue, and it won't affect people's decision.
Ivy's a freshman commissioner and up for re-election next year. But Utah County is also looking at changing its form of government. If that happens, he might run for county leadership again, either as a commissioner, mayor, or council member. But he's also mulling a run against Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams. Ivy is likely the first openly gay Republican to hold elected office in Utah history. He says the GOP can be a good place for other LGBT people.
At the heart of the Republican Party is the idea of protecting individual liberty and individual rights. And it's in the protection of those rights that a person such as myself has the freedom to live authentically as who they are. And so once people come to understand what the party stands for in that regard, I think they'll recognize that there's a place for them here.
Earlier this year, the Utah legislature attempted to ban conversion therapy for minors. That's a widely rejected form of psychotherapy that claims to change a person's sexual attraction. Conservative lawmakers torpedoed the bill, but Ivy says it's not a partisan issue.
It was a Republican-sponsored bill, right? And obviously, I was very, very disappointed that that bill didn't pass because conversion therapy kills people. It's damaging, it's harmful, and it's a poor practice. And so I hope that the legislature can pick that issue back up again and that they can do the right thing and get it passed.
Did you ever go through conversion therapy or anything?
That was like one of the very best decisions I actually never made, and that was to not do that. I had considered it during a point in my life, and I did a lot of research into it. And in that research, I come to realize that it was certainly a damaging practice and not something I wanted to participate in.
You've said a big reason you came out is because of LGBTQ youth suicides. How do you hope to make a difference on that issue?
Obviously, one of the biggest ways is sharing my story, living authentically and open, showing people that it's not a defining characteristic, that you can still be a productive member of your community, you can still hold public office, you can still be a good dad, you can still be a good friend. And so I hope that's the way I live my life will help kids in that. We each have to work out our own path, but just know that there's a path for you. You're needed in our homes, our families, our community. Keep going. Things will work out.
You have said that you are separating from your wife, but you're going to continue to co-parent your two children.
Absolutely.
Some conservatives have criticized that decision. What do you say to those people?
Well, that's between me and my wife, and I'm glad that you are so involved in our life that you can make better decisions than we can. I think this is where people need to tread very lightly, right? It's very dangerous to go sticking your noses in places that don't belong. My wife and I are best friends. We're incredibly close. I desperately love my kids, and so does my wife. And we'll work that out as parents. The commitment that we made to one another was to love and support each other. And that commitment is unbroken. Our living arrangement has changed, but we are still fully committed to that practice.
I have one last question, and it is personal. Mm-hmm. Do you plan to begin dating men?
That's personal.
All right.
So there's my life is very public as it is, and I'd like to keep some parts of it fairly private.
Fair enough. Nathan Ivey, Utah County Commissioner, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.